Right, that's how it ended. Wonderful. How ironic. Good morning, everybody. Hello. I am going to begin with our Rocky Bottom Treasurer's Report, followed by NFBFSC, then Successful Transitions. This is Rocky Bottom Retreat and Conference Center of the Blind Statement of Activities for year ended December 31 of 2020. And we will start with our revenues. We had rental revenues of $18,611.42, processing fees of $75, support from affiliates, $13,000, support from NFBFSC Midlands Give, $6,965.82, grant revenue of $12,500, statewide seminar auction fundraiser brought in $1,065, children's camp revenues, $2,100, general donations, $5,502.50, memorials, $175, Midlands Gives proceeds brought in by Rocky Bottom that were not from NFBFSC, $774.36, utility donations from chapters, $350, fund day ticket sales, $5,386, fund day auction revenue, $4,237, fund day donations, $50, Santee Cooper Scanna settlement, $2,741.55, 2019 senior camp reimbursement received in January of 2020, $1,889.66. T-shirt sales, $100. Amazon Smiles, $13.97, bringing our total revenues to $75,610.85. Now to our expenses. Utilities, $21,107.42. Resident manager salary, $5,178.64. Maintenance repairs, $5,914.36. Children's camp expenses, $1,800. Payroll taxes were $1,280.32. Accounting fees, $7,900. Senior camp mileage reimbursement for 2019, reimbursed in January of 2020, $582.22. Pest control services, $875. Telephone, including internet, $5,713.99. Fund day expenses, $1,257.46. General liability insurance, $1,947. Pool maintenance expense, $1,930.47. Groundskeeping, $1,200. Office supplies, $40.87. DHEC and fire inspection fees, $275. Bank fees, $162. PayPal fees were $12.77. Our total expenses were $57,177.52, giving us a change in net assets of a positive $18,443.33. Our beginning net assets were $269,544.84. Bringing our ending net assets to $287,988.17. Thank you.
Do we have a motion
Okay. And this will be Rocky Bottom, NFBFSCs. And do you want me just to follow it with successful transitions or vote on them separately? Adopt them separately. Right, it's not separate. So, okay, so I'm going to read NFBFSCs followed by the successful transition program. That's what I was thinking, but I wanted to make sure before I did it. Okay, the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina statement of activities for year ended December 31 of 2020. Our revenues, our banquet fundraiser brought in $7,048. Our sweetheart dance brought in $1,500. Transportation fundraiser to national convention, $2,509. Our legislative outreach donations were $510. General donations were $1,563.75. Dues were $5,740. Midlands gives, which we gave to support Rocky Bottom, were $6,965.82. Memorials were $225. National support, we brought in $100 in 2020. PIN money, $15. NFB mask sales, $180. National grant rideshare program, $500. Scholarship donations were $3,200. Total revenue, $30,056.57. Our expenses were as follows. Accounting fees, $8,000. Support to Rocky Bottom affiliate, $7,315.82. Legislative outreach expenses, $897. Insurance was $627.50. Our transportation fundraiser expense to the national convention was $700. Braille challenge expenses, $100. National Washington seminar, $2,345.10. National support includes PAC, Jernigan, and SunShares, $1,300. Check reorder and bank fees, $126.96. Scholarships awarded, $3,200. State convention expense, in 2020, it's low, $1,106. I wonder why that is. $1,161.97. Statewide seminar expense, $464.66. Sweetheart dance, $576. PayPal fees, $83.22. Bringing our total expenses to $26,914.23. Our total change in our change in net assets were was positive $3,142.34. Of course, our beginning net assets were a negative $19,912.37, bringing our ending net assets to negative $16,770.03. Yes. The talent show, I believe, occurred in 2021. So those will be read in next year's report. You're welcome. Yes.
It was in February. We barely got it in.
Yes, it was February, and I think everything went.
Stop.
Yeah, I think it was March that everything went totally virtual. Yeah, everything went haywire. That's the word I wanted to use.
It's been that long ago. I know,
right? I know. It's. I had to. Double check some of these when I was, thank you all for paying attention, yes, and keeping us on our toes. Okay, we'll move along to our successful transitions program. And yes. And we'll start with their revenues. SCCB adult AV, AT and Braille revenue, $600. SCCB adult O&M brought in $3,612.50. Students brought in $1,354,554.95. SCVRD student revenue was $21,000. And interest income was only $9.95. Now we're moving on to expenses. The program consultant expenses was $208,764.58. Salaries and wages, $134,742.84. Program consumer expenses, $173,455.51. Staff development, $5,422.40. Support to Rocky Bottom, $44,822.46. Children's camp support, $27,524.22. Federation Center, $785. NFB of SC support, $730.79. State convention deposit, $2,246.64. Rental expenses, $18,204.42. Leasehold improvements, $12,300.06. Vehicle repair and maintenance, $7,476.44. Vehicle gas expense, $4,369.47. 17 passenger van gas expense, $12.83. Utilities, including phone and electric, were $4,630.55. Insurance expense, $2,858.44. Accounting fees, $9,118.54. QuickBooks and other contracted services, $2,693.99. Dell Computer Services, $1,146. Office supplies and office expenses would include some equipment, $7,028.22. Professional association dues, $630. Advertising expense, $617.42. Conferences, $574.57. Travel, $555.62. NFB seminar expense, $120. National convention expense, $25. Postage, $110. Background checks, $8. And miscellaneous would be $280.83, bringing the total expenses to $671.54. And their change in net assets was $708,555.06. I can get through these. Okay, thank you all. We have four resolutions to get through. So we will start with resolution 2021-01 regarding access to electronic health records. It reads as follows.
ahead.
Okay. Oh, you're fine. Whereas electronic health records are becoming more prevalent in our daily lives, and whereas these records are not always accessible to blind South Carolinians, and whereas under Section 1557 of the Affordable Care Act and under Titles 2 and 3 of the Americans with Disabilities Act, electronic medical records must already be accessible, yet many healthcare providers in South Carolina still maintain electronic platforms which are not accessible to blind and low vision. And whereas lack of accessibility to electronic healthcare records places health independence and rights to privacy of the blind at risk, and whereas it is essential that blind South Carolinians have full accessibility to electronic records in order to establish independence and improve their health, well-being, and overall quality of life and maintain their right to privacy. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina and convention assembled this 22nd day of August, 2021, that this organization call upon South Carolina State Legislature to amend the Physicians Patient Records Act to require medical providers to adopt policies that ensure electronic health record platforms are fully accessible to blind individuals. I move to accept this resolution. And so do I.
Exactly. All right, now.
Okay. Resolution 2021-02 regarding requiring minimum standards for the training of blind individuals provided through the South Carolina Commission for the Blind reads as follows. Whereas the National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness does not define one's potential, and that if given the proper training and technology, a blind individual can fully compete with sighted peers. And whereas a blind individual is more likely to succeed in employment with at least a basic knowledge of Braille technology, independent living, and orientation and mobility. And whereas one of the purposes of the South Carolina Commission for the Blind, SCCB, is to address barriers to employment for blind individuals by providing adequate training and guidance about current technology, and whereas the amount and level of training can widely vary for each SCCB client depending on the SCCB's counselor's knowledge and understanding about blindness. And whereas clients may wait months or years before they obtain training in basic skills. And whereas, although clients have the right to exercise informed choice about where to receive training, they are not always made aware of this right and are sometimes forced to receive training that does not adequately address their blindness needs. And whereas clients are often discouraged by their counselors from attending out-of-state training centers, even if the in-state agency does not meet the needs of the client's employment goals. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina in convention assembled this 22nd day of August of 2021, that this organization urged the South Carolina Commission for the Blind to establish a recommended list of client pre-employment skills necessary to support employment, and that during the individual's plan for employment, PE process, clients must be provided the opportunity to accept or reject offers of training for these skills. key employment skills, which may be included on the recommended list of pre-employment skills list, might include training in contracted Braille, training in basic computer skills, effectively operating a smartphone, preparing a variety of meals and safely storing food, performing independent living skills, including the use of a variety of home appliances, training in basic mobility skills, including crossing different types of intersections and included lighted intersections. And therefore, and be it further resolved, I'm sorry, that a client must agree that they have been offered satisfactory opportunities to learn these pre-employment skills before their case be closed. And be it further resolved that a client must be informed in writing that only after they agree that these pre-employment skills have been offered and completed, that their case may be closed. And be it further resolved that if services required to be provided to meet the pre-employment skills are not readily available in time to address the client's disability needs, for example, if Braille or orientation and mobility training are unavailable for multiple months, then SCCB counselors must identify and fund alternative sources for these services or demonstrate to the client that these services are not available from alternative sources. And be it further resolved that all clients shall be informed and provided with information about training centers outside of South Carolina, including the training centers operated by the National Federation of the Blind, in order for clients to examine and evaluate which centers adequately address their blindness pre-employment needs. And the committee moves to adopt.
Are there any questions? All in favor? You have to vote. All right.
Oh my goodness, wow.
That's awesome, thank you.
Very interesting, yes, thank you. And thank you students for helping me draft that, Elizabeth and Anna. Yes, very much. Okay, we will move now to resolution 2021-03 regarding knowledge, competency, and uniformity of vocational rehabilitation counselors employed by the South Carolina Commission for the Blind. And it reads as follows. Whereas the South Carolina Commission for the Blind, SCCB, serves blind individuals of all ages in the state of South Carolina, and whereas not all blind individuals are considered experts on their vocational rehabilitation rights as listed in Section 103 of the Rehabilitation Act, and whereas it is the expectation that vocational rehabilitation counselors hired by SCCB be both qualified and knowledgeable regarding all services provided to clients, and whereas not all clients currently receive appropriate and or adequate information pertaining to the services available to them by SCCB according to the aforementioned law. And whereas clients currently served by SCCB received widely varied information depending largely on who currently serves as their vocational rehabilitation counselor. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina in convention assembled this 22nd day of August, 2021, that SCCB implement practices to better train all current and future vocational rehabilitation counselors, as well as those who internally shift from serving one client population to another regarding what service clients are entitled to receive in order to establish uniformity of disseminated information. And be it further resolved that SCCB's vocational rehabilitation counselors be required to prove their consistent knowledge competency by way of quarterly mandatory assessments. Be it further resolved that SCCB create a uniform curriculum that can be provided to clients in order to both increase client knowledge surrounding the rights denoted in the aforementioned law and better foster an environment that cultivates strong self-advocates. The committee moves to adopt. Okay. And our final resolution, bear with me, folks. I'm sorry, this is a mouthful sometimes. Okay, resolution number 2021-04 regarding the dropping of jaws by Richland School District 1. Whereas students and teachers who are blind use screen reading software to complete their work, and whereas the leading screen reading software currently in use worldwide is JAWS for Windows. And whereas a significant role in the education system is to prepare students to enter the workforce, and whereas the South Carolina Commission for the Blind and other rehabilitation agencies tend to provide JAWS with Windows for consumers entering the workforce. And whereas the administration of Richland School District 1 has ruled that JAWS for Windows cannot be used in its schools by either staff or students because several features that pose a risk to its privacy policies. And whereas any of these features can be disabled at the network level, and whereas JAWS is currently deployed at all levels of government, including the most secure networks. And whereas the alternative access methods allowed by Richland District 1 administration are either limited in functionality, which is Windows Narrator, or open source, which would be NVDA, and provide far greater risk to network security than JAWS. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina in convention assembled this 22nd day of August, 2021, that this organization call upon the administration of Richland School District 1 to abolish this policy and consult with experts to understand JAWS to assist them in resolving their security concerns and allow blind staff and students to utilize the most effective products for their accessibility needs. The resolutions committee moves to adopt.
Second.